Chapter 71. Asa.
"Well, ain't this a sight for sore eyes?"
Asa shouted to his men as he unstrapped his large battle-axe.
"One moment we're killing them, and the next we're saving their sorry backsides."
He scanned the melee in front of him. Looked more like a circus than a war, he thought. The battle was, at best, demanding prior to the onslaught of the weather, but now that it had transformed a more than suitable valley into a bog of mire and clay, while men and horses alike lost their footing to the pressing horde of vicious wolf-like creatures, it was nothing more than a merciless death trap to those unfortunate enough to enter. The Silmarans had been caught entirely unprepared as the dark beasts tore their way through their rear flank, burning such fear into the hearts of their warriors that many took their own lives rather than have to face one of the mythical creatures. The Silmaran armsmen ran in stampede fashion as they fought to escape. Asa leaned over the side of his horse and spit.
"Like herding cattle."
He pointed toward the enemy lines as they scattered and fled.
"Just look at them. Cowards, every last flaming one of them."
In the end, Asa could see that it would be his riders that needed to be called on to stem the tide, precisely as Tolan had predicted. He had to admit, the thought of directing a battle charge straight into the heart of a horde of creatures from another age brought a certain pulse of vitality back to his weary bones. It was the chance of a lifetime. This was what he had been born for. Instead of dividing his riders as they had against the Silmaran flanks, Asa brought the entire contingent together. One unit, one solitary strike force that could be used to pierce the side of the Horhand flanks. He knew they would never be able to go toe-to-toe with the creatures and win. So, instead, he determined to hit them where he could do the most damage, driving his men in and out of their flanks, pierce and run, pierce and run, never striking the same place twice while cutting down their numbers and giving the Alondrian footmen a chance to counter. Asa raised his axe for his men to see and drove his heels into the back of his horse. He felt like Phelan of old, as he galloped at the front of the wave, barreling toward his horde of culls. But instead of wild, half-human cannibals with file-sharpened teeth, it was giant, wolf-like monsters with widespread fangs and dagger-sized claws. Glancing over his shoulder, his men, creator love 'em, were still there. There was fear in their eyes, but strength as well. They were going to sing songs about today. Tales would be told about this battle for years to come. Asa was proud to be leading these men into what could be their final charge. He held his axe high as they drew down on the creature's left flank, bellowing out his battle cry, "For Elondria!" The men behind him repeated the shout. He could feel the breath catching in his throat. 20 paces, 10 paces, 5 paces. He shouted again, even louder, his voice going hoarse from the effort. "For Elondria!" They slammed into the side of the pack. Hounds were thrown aside from the initial impact. He couldn't believe the size of the creatures as he swung his great axe, cutting, slicing, stabbing, striking. They were everywhere. Their stench alone was enough to make the most veteran of warriors cower. His men were still pushing forward, but he knew he would have to angle them back out while they still had momentum. If they were to get stuck inside, there would be no escape. He could hear his men shouting and the sound of their steel against the creature's hides as he forced his horse to angle its way back out. On his right, one of the hounds leapt across the others and grabbed the lancer next to him, sinking in its teeth. With a twist of its huge head, the man's arm and shoulder were ripped completely off. The look of pale shock on the young soldier's face as he turned to Asa for help was sickening. Asa screamed and swung his double-sided axe, burying it in the creature's forehead. Its mouth fell open, dropping the man's arm. The soldier was not long to follow. All around him, Asa's men were fighting with every last drop of blood they had to give, but their drive was beginning to falter. If they didn't break free soon, they were going to be overrun. Swinging to the left, Asa opened the neck of another hound as it attempted to reach for his horse. He couldn't tell how close to the outer lines they were. The hounds were too big to see over, and the rain was too strong. Asa was afraid he had driven his men too far into the creature's belly to get back out. Quickly, he pulled his arm out of reach, narrowly escaping the jaws of another as they snapped shut. Asa twisted in his saddle and clipped the side of the beast's head as he rode by. A set of claws ripped open his shoulder, forcing Asa to drop the reins. With nothing left but his legs, he steered the old battle stallion directly at the hound. He used his free hand to bury his long dagger in the creature's left eye as it came at him again. Grabbing his axe, Asa finished the beast with a single downswing, taking nearly half its head off in the process. The warm blood running down his arm was actually a relief from the cold rain, though his fingers grew numb. He figured he had to be getting close to the outer edge of the pack. His men were beginning to falter. With no other option but to keep pushing forward, he kept his axe in motion and fought to keep the hounds away from his horse. Another ranker on his right went down. His horse knocked from under him. Asa grabbed the man's arms and tried hauling him onto his own horse, but one of the creatures bit down on the soldier's leg, resulting in a brief tug-of-war match between Asa and the whorehound.
"Help me!"
the man screamed in pain, pleading for his captain to save him. Asa swung his axe, but missed. The hound was too far out of reach. Asa's grip was slipping. He fought to hold on. He couldn't let another one of his own be taken while he had a chance to save him. Using his legs, Asa turned his horse into the creature and threw one of his daggers. The blade stuck all the way to the crossguard, but the creature never slowed. Suddenly, the man tore free of the hound's grasp, and Asa managed to get him over the side of his horse. The lancer was delirious, mumbling incoherently. Glancing over his shoulder at the whorehound, Asa saw the man's foot still hanging from its teeth. Kicking his horse into action, Asa fought his way ahead. He held onto his mount with his knees and to the lancer with his free hand as he hacked his way through the hounds. His battle axe was painted with blood. Moments later, they cut their way out from the creature's left flank and back into the open. Asa quickly directed his men back towards the staging area to drop off their wounded before returning for another round. His arm was throbbing from where the creature had gouged it. He needed to get it wrapped before going back out, or he was going to have a hard time wielding a weapon. He glanced back over his shoulder at the raging battle behind them. He wasn't sure if his men could handle another charge like that or not. But what choice did they have?